We try. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will continue تفسير سورة الهمزة 104. We have explained it mostly last time. But we will take some part of it, we will interpret it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Those who were not here, they can find the CD. Allah said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Wow to every slanderer and backbiter. He began the surah by Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Woe to every slanderer and backbiter who has gathered wealth and counted it. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, wants to give a message through his Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who are believing in Allah and His oneness, that all perfection, religious perfection, it's all woven and all connected to have the manners that Allah wants us to carry, the best manners from His attributes and His beautiful names. And He wants us to discipline ourselves through his discipline that he gave to his Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah is not a slanderer, Allah is not a backbiter. So he's telling us, don't be like Shaitan, who came and whispered backbite in the ear of Sayyidina Adam. You must be careful. If you want me, you have to carry my character, my discipline, my perfection. التخلق بأخلاق الله. To make, polish ourselves to be able to be accepted in His divine presence. And how to polish yourself? Is to clean your outside, your external form through shara'i'ullah, through the fundamentals of Islam that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed us. And also through the spiritual dimension of yourself, through tazkiyatun nafs, in order that you clean your internal side, you clean your hidden side, that no one knows it except you, means to abolish all the ego desires, bad desires, and to keep only the heavenly desires that Allah wants us to carry. So Allah is encouraging us through this surah through this Surah Al-Humazah to be away from those heedless people whom they are trying to carry the satanic and dunya characters and manners. So he begins the surah by Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as every surah begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but every Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim of every surah has a different meaning. And this surah, the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in a summarized way, means in the name of Allah that He is manifesting Himself through the perfection of His, the image of His servant, the image of human being. الرحمن عليه بأنواع الكرم والامتنان, that He has bestowed His mercy on him with all kind of generosity and support. الرحيم, He is the forgiver and He is the one veiling all what His servant is carrying from the best of manners and characters, hiding them for him to dress him with that. So after he said that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that he is bestowing his perfection, manifestation through the perfection of the appearance of his, of a human being that he bestowed on him, appearing in that image, and giving him from all kind of generosity through his mercy, and through his forgiveness he is dressing him and veiling him from Iblis, and hiding for him his good, the good manners and characters that he is achieving in his life. He is telling him, be careful, wow, to every slanderer and backbiter, because you will be losing. You do that, you will be using what I have bestowed on you through my beautiful name in, by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Be careful from a huge falling down through slandering people to make yourself better. Means you are acquiring, you are cheating, you are deceiving human being by slandering others to make yourself good in their eyes. So in order to make yourself strong, wealthy, famous, known, you are doing that by slandering others and backbiting them. So you are achieving these ranks by the lowest means that Shaitan achieved, by whispering in the ear of Sayyidina Adam to bring him down. So he went on Adam by bringing him down from paradise to earth. Means don't let yourself to use the same satanic way to achieve famous in this life by slandering others. And don't backbite other people through their families and through their reputations by labeling them with all kind of bad labels and giving them all kind of bad behaviors, as if you are
exposing them, where Allah is saying, don't expose anyone, but veil the mistakes of others. So you are going and backbiting, making the fitna and the confusion bigger. That is your capital. That slandering and backbiting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, woe to every slanderer and backbiter. Because this is your capital. Like someone is investing in a business, he has to put some money for his capital. So your capital is destroying the others through their reputations. Allah is saying, be careful. Don't think that this capital is going to save you, as he said, أَيَحْسَبُ وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَدَهُ. Who has gathered wealth and counted it. Means you have used that slandering and backbiting to gather wealth and count that wealth. Means gathering bad manners and counting how many bad manners you have achieved. Because that person, he knows himself he is bad. And he is happy because he is following. He is a soldier for Shaitan. He makes his boss happy with him. This is his capital that he can use in order to become famous and by putting people down. Allah is saying to him, this wealth that you have gathered and counted, this wealth will make him lost forever. أَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. He thinks that this way of slandering and backbiting through that wealth, that he thinks it is a wealth for him, his capital, is going to keep make him to last forever. No. كَلَّا. Nay. Verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. You want to come out of it? If you really, awliya Allah, they know, sincere people, they know, if they are going to follow that way, because every one of us was dragged into that way. You cannot say to yourself that you never backbite anyone. Anyone did not backbite others? Raise his hand, let me be clever, say, no, I didn't. Anyone didn't slander someone else? Say, anyone? All of you, if you slander someone or backbite someone, raise your hand. Everyone. Except that one who is sleeping. So, means what? Means we have done that. So what you need, when you know that, you have to crush it by fire. The only way to destroy that bad character is by crushing it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّا فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. Nay, verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. The only thing that save you from that is to crush your bad amal that you have done through backbiting and slandering, crushing it into fire. And what is crushing you into fire? Crushing that into fire means you have to abolish completely yourself, your ego. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, you are coming from lesser jihad to bigger jihad. Means you have to annihilate yourself completely and submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more. You have to recognize that your ego, no way except going to let you down. So what you have to do, you have to crush your ego. People cannot. If someone say to someone else, give him some kind word, bad word, what will happen? Come a fight. Immediately a fight. Is that? Are you fighting with your wife? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Anyone did not fight with his wife? Raise his hand. Allah, you are fighting with every woman you are seeing. If you have no wife, then we know, but... Everyone fighting with his wife, wife was fighting with husband. For what? Because everyone, he has accumulated that bad character in himself, cannot accept to submit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, you cannot accept to crush your ego completely. If you crush your ego completely, there is no more ego. Even they curse you day and night, you are not here. Murid of Sayyidina Ubaidullah al-Ahrar, his sheikh sent him somewhere, it's a long story, but he sent him somewhere to learn some discipline. And he saw one man there, and that man was giving him hard time. That man was Sayyidina al-Khidr. And never he answered. Sayyidina al-Khidr was testing him. He left him and went to his sheikh. So in the evening that murid came to the sheikh, and Sayyidina al-Khidr was sitting there, and sheikh was there. Sayyidina al-Khidr, he doesn't know that he's the Khidr alayhi salam. He's telling his sheikh, this is the worst murid I saw of your murid. He said, yeah, I keep him busy cutting the wood in the forest because I don't want to contaminate the other murid that I have. And checking him, what he is going to respond. Nothing. His heart is full of love to his sheikh. The love of the sheikh has overtaken his heart. He is not hearing what they are saying. What he is hearing is the love of his sheikh. The love of his sheikh. The love of his sheikh. His life is the love of the sheikh. His blood is the love of the sheikh. His breath is the love of the sheikh. His wife is the love of the sheikh. His children are the life of his sheikh. From that love that is attracted to the sheikh is giving him a test with Sayyidina al-Khidr, giving him all kind of problems, difficulties, giving him bad to put him down to see how that love will change. Never. He's still the love to the sheikh. And Sayyidina al-Khidr was more and more heavy and hard on him. At that moment, the sheikh heard Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spirituality talk, saying to him a voice, say it's enough. That murid, no more ego. Bring him to my presence. The love of the sheikh takes you to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he crushed his ego completely with fire. Means when you crush something with fire, it doesn't exist anymore. Cannot back, go back to it. That's why Allah said to those who are slanderer and backbiter, I am going to crush you in hellfire. So if you do to yourself that in dunya by crushing your ego completely and not listening to it and struggling with it, Allah will save you from listening to the ego and raise you higher and higher in your level. So when he throw all that in the fire of discipline, the fire of struggling with the ego, it will take all kind of corruption from his heart and clean him and bring him back. If not, means he has to know that there will be a bigger fire in Akhirah
that he say وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
First حطمة لا ينبذن في الحطمة. He is going to be crushed by fire. If he doesn't crush himself in dunya, Allah is saying وما أدراك ما. Do you know what my حطمة in akhirah is going to be? My crushing fire.
And what he said it is going to be.
And what will make you know what the crushing fire is?
It is the fire of Allah kindled. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَرِ.
It's a fire burning, never stopping. In dunya it stops. Because when you clean yourself, finish. In akhirah, finish. You cannot. Unbelievers, forever they are going to be there.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة. This fire which sleeps up over the heart.
What's that mean? Can anyone explain? Tahir? In English that it is not Shakespeare English, which sleeps up over the heart. It's a fire. How it look? He say afida. He didn't say kulub. Qalb is the heart. Afida is something hidden in the heart. It is not flesh. Fuad. It's something abstract. Means the fire is going to look, to follow everything that was coming from the heart with bad intention. Means every intention that you had in your life, bad, fire is going to reach that. In order to completely cut it from its roots. So Allah is letting that fire to see what is hidden in your heart. التي تطلع على الأفئدة. Verily it shall be closed upon them.
And he explained it, وتعلو على الأفئدة التي تطلع تعلو يعني. It will go up and see on the deep of the what's coming from the heart of intentions, and they explain it. والأكباد أي حرقها وإيلامها غير مختص بظواهر الجلود. Burning the heart, because he said that what you think about that fire, Allah's fire that is kindled. He said, it is going to see the root of the badness that your heart is bringing out and go to that deep place and burn it completely from its root in order to disappear and crush it completely. There will be no more in your heart such kind of bad intentions. And he said, إِلَى الْأَعْمَاكِ وَالْبَوَاطِنِ أَيْضًا. It goes completely inside the spirit. See, whatever darkness on the spirit was, it will take it away. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدًا. That heavenly, lordly fire is completely tightened, like vacuum. When you vacuum something and close it tightly, it will tighten completely on those who are trying to do something wrong in order that we cannot come out of it anymore. Either you discipline yourself in dunya, or I am going to discipline you in akhirah, and no one will hear about you. You will be thrown in hellfire. Muslims, we explained it last time. Allah will take them out after He gave them some punishment. Unbelievers, they are staying there. That's why you, O Muhammadi man, means the man that following the Ummatul Nabi or following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are afraid from Allah's majesty and from His anger, you have to balance all your amal during your lifetime and your manners. And you have to live between the people soft, happy, clean, awake, without crookedness, without egoistic أغراض النفسانية, egoistic, that you be attracted to that egoistic style of life through that is coming from shaitan or coming from a shaykhiyya, that you make yourself a sheikh by putting a turban and becoming a scholar, and you are becoming, making fatwa for Muslims, you will be thinking yourself that you have achieved a level that you are a sheikh. And to be proud of your darwishiyah, that you are a darwish, I am proud, I am simple person, I am darwish. On both sides, you cannot have that. You cannot say I am a sheikh, you cannot say I am a darwish. You are nothing. You are worthless in Allah's presence. And you have to keep yourself from fame, to be away from fame, to be away from leadership, to be away from everyone that is not following Allah's way. If you do that, you will be ending in a good ending, or else you will be losing your life in dunya and akhirah. That is the summary of that surah, and inshallah next time we will continue a new surah. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha.